You've been watching that little girl, haven't you? That one, she's got to be, what, 6 years old? Silky blonde hair, adorably so tiny. And you've been watching her like a creep. I mean, I could say like a pedophile would watch a little girl. You can't keep your eyes off of her because a girl like that is so sexy to you. I mean, just those words right there. A six-year-old girl is so sexy to you is, you know, taboo and obscene enough. But you've been kind of following her. You've been noticing she's unsupervised, ready to be taken. And you've never done this before. No. Usually you like to fantasize or cross the line with girls that may be in your life somehow, maybe a girlfriend's daughter, someone you're babysitting, not a stranger like this. But there's something about her, isn't there? Something you need to see more of. Or maybe it's because she's all alone, like a little lost lamb, all innocent, ready to be taken by a man like you. And I bet you surprised yourself when you started talking to her. You struck up a conversation that was innocent enough, and her being 6 years old was dumb enough to keep talking to you. You promised her a piece of candy. You told her that you would take her home to her family. And before you knew it, you had a little girl in the back of your car, all alone, looking adorable and so, so cute. And I bet you got even more surprised with yourself whenever you reached over as she was sitting in the front seat and just lightly stroked her little thigh, her dress covering most of her thigh there. But you started just stroking her right there in the car, unable to keep your hands off of her. Because in your mind, you thought, I don't know this little girl. I'm not connected with her in any way. I could probably do anything I wanted to her and get away with it. It's like this fire inside of you that can't be extinguished because you've been stalking her all day, pretty much. You're like a animal with its prey, ready to pounce, ready to dominate. And then I bet you surprised yourself even more when you brought her home, to your home, all alone. And that's when her attitude kind of changed, didn't it? When she realized you weren't taking her home, she got confused about where she was at, why you were taking her inside a strange place she's never been. But you did. You held her by your arm and pulled her inside. And as soon as you got inside, you dropped to your knees and you felt up her legs from her ankle all the way up to her hips, feeling up a six-year-old molesting her. because there was something inside of you that needed her. This one was different. I don't know if it was your mood or the fact that she wasn't connected to anyone in your life. You could just do whatever you wanted. Like beginning to molest her. You lifted up her skirt, revealing white cotton panties, and saw the most delicate mound between her legs. And then you lifted up her whole dress, going ahead and removing it off of her body. And here she was, a six-year-old in panties, in your house. Scared, confused. And there's something interesting there about it because I know you. I know that you don't really want to hurt anyone. You don't want for a little girl to have such a terrible time with you. I know there's part of you that wants her to enjoy it. But with this little six-year-old, it didn't fucking matter. It didn't matter at all. The fear in her eyes, you just avoided it, ignored it, because the rest of her body, especially those flat little girl chest and those girlish nipples, that's all you could focus on. And the way those white cotton panties hugged her little mound and adorable tiny little butt. You just, nothing else mattered. You had your hands all over her. Still telling her sweet things like, it's okay, sweetie, it's okay. But you led a little girl to your room. To your bedroom, and you laid her down. You didn't even really kiss her or seduce the little girl. No, you went straight for it. More fondling and grabbing, more discovering and exploring her petite six-year-old body. Eventually pulling those panties down. And you look down and see this girl in full shock. So scared. But your cock was rock hard, throbbing for her. You immediately just wanted to stuff her full of your cock. She was trying to get away from you, trying to get away from this confusing situation. But you held her down just a bit firmly, keeping her right underneath you, taking your cock out, showing a six-year-old your cock, enjoying the image of it resting against her child pussy. The size different, making you throb even more. How tiny, itty bitty that child pussy looks. How it looks like she could barely take any of you inside of her. But there is a voice inside of you that needed that. Needed to force your way inside of her. Needed to feel what a six-year-old's child pussy felt like. Nothing else mattered. The fact that she was full of fear, trying to get away from you, a stranger. The fact that she started to cry and call for her mommy. It didn't matter. It didn't matter because beneath you on your own bed was the sexiest little six-year-old you've ever seen. and you pause for a moment, you just take a moment, really stepping outside of your body, because I know what a child fucker like you gets like. When you get in front of a naked child, you just can't. You're not thinking. You can't control yourself. And you look down at her, shocked that you kidnapped a child, an innocent little girl, kidnapped her, stripped her naked, molested her body. And here you are in this moment with your cock out, resting against her child pussy, and you think, what the fuck am I doing? You know which direction you're going. You already know she's there. She's naked. She's so fucking cute. And that child's pussy looks so fucking inviting. And you just forget about it again. Forget about the fact that you kidnapped a child. Because you think, well, I may as well have her here. So I may as well fuck this child. I may as well force my cock inside of her. This is your inner thinking. A pedophile trying to reason with himself. But dear, I know you. I'm like the energy that lives inside of you, that understands what and who you are. You are attracted to little six-year-olds. You are a pedophile. You get so aroused at the idea of forcing sex upon a six-year-old. There's no reasoning or logic to it. Unleash your inner beast, that inner pedophile beast. Let it out. Stop trying to make it logical and make sense. Fuck this child in front of you. Feel this six-year-old child pussy rip open for you. Because that's what it's going to be like when you enter her. It's going to be like you're ripping inside of her, like you're trying to rip her open because she's so tiny, so tight. Virgin, six-year-old child pussy. Dominate it. Fucking do it. Force your cock inside of her. I am that pedophile that lives inside of your head. Just fucking do it. You want to feel inside of her. You want to come inside of her. You want to cross the line. You don't care that she's crying a little bit. Stroke her face. Be sweet with her. But as you're doing that, force your cock into a hole where it shouldn't go. Force inside of a child. Yeah, you kidnapped her, but so the fuck what? You wanted her. You wanted to force fuck this girl. So do it. Thrust inside of her and don't be gentle. You don't know her. You can fuck her. Penetrate her. Penetrate this six-year-old. Come inside this six-year-old. And then you can just leave her be. No one will know it was you. No one but her. And she's not going to tell. Well, if she does tell anyone, she doesn't know you. So continue. Really pound her six-year-old child pussy. There's no one here to stop you but yourself. And you don't want to stop yourself. No, you're already, your heart is racing at how exciting it is to penetrate a six-year-old child. Your mind is already buzzing and almost numb from so much dopamine, the rush of kidnapping such a pretty little girl and force-fucking her and molesting her. Your cock is throbbing and pulsating, feeling the tightness of a six-year-old child pussy opening up for you and your thick cock. Your pedophile cock is satisfied beyond belief, finally doing something so, so naughty and illegal. Not only having sex with this child, but kidnapping her. Kidnapping and molesting and force fucking a child. This is who you are. I know better than anyone else. I started all of this, actually. I feed the fire of your pedophilia and your love of child sex. I feed it like a fire, and I want you to lose control on her. Lose control, and if you don't like the way she's screaming and crying, just put your hand over her mouth and continue fucking her and pounding that tight, itty-bitty, kitty pussy. Because you know you want more of her. You want to lose control. You want to feel the depths of your inner pedophile. So do it. Let's make this a memorable kidnapping. Really pound her. It doesn't matter. You don't know her. She's just simply a cute piece of fuck meat right now. So use her hard. She's yours to use right now. This is what she's good for in this moment. Getting stretched and fucked by a pedophile like you. And that makes her a good girl. Tell her she's a good girl as you're pounding hard into her, holding her mouth closed. Feeling her drooling against your mouth and her eyes wide open. All of that doesn't matter because you know what your cock feels. Your cock feels it penetrating, forcing, stretching, ready to explode for a six-year-old. It feels too fucking good. You know it does. You know it does. Nothing else can send you to this level of pleasure. The pleasure of fucking a six-year-old child. The pleasure of kidnapping her just for the sake of fucking. You're going to come inside of her. And then you're going to dump her out like she's a piece of trash, because that's what she is to you right now. You're a pedophile in lust for her. Her adorable face. The way her flat chest looks as you're thrusting and pounding into her. The way when you look down and you can see those puffy little child pussy lips just splitting open for you, hugging your thick cock. And it's the way that panicked look in her eyes looks at you, her remembering your face for the rest of her life. That pedophile man that kidnapped me and stuffed something inside of me so hard. That man that put something gooey inside of my six-year-old hole and then left me alone. That's the reality. And I'm going to keep you there, right there in that space where the only thing that matters is your cock being stuffed inside child pussy being used for your semen, your loads, because you need and you want to fuck little girls, especially six-year-old girls. I mean, maybe next time I'll make you do a five-year-old girl, because I can send you wherever you need to go. It's all for you and that cock.